Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast, where we discuss building up your marriage and your net worth. Here's your host, Elle Martinez.
Welcome to the show. There are several reasons why couples may want to have at least one of them stay home with the kids. In most cases, it's a mix of the practical and the emotional. On the financial side, daycare can be extremely pricey. The National Association of Child Care Resource and Referral Agencies found that the average cost of daycare in the United States for an infant or a toddler is about $972 a month. For urban areas like New York City and San Francisco, that can jump to almost $2,000. For parents with preschoolers, you're looking at an average of $733 a month. That's a significant amount. And if you have two or more kids, daycare can easily be as expensive as your housing. Of course, there are many personal reasons why you might want to stay home with your kids. Finding that balance can be difficult. Each couple has to make choices based on their circumstances. In this episode, we'll look at some of the numbers and scenarios you might face. We'll go over, can you arrange the money to allow at least one of you to be with the kids at home? Should you delay or put it off if you two are in debt? And is it possible to be a work-from-home parent without losing your mind? Before getting started, though, I want to clarify and define phrases used in this episode. I believe that all parents work, and raising kids is a huge responsibility. When I refer to stay-at-home parents, I'm speaking to those who are home with the kids who aren't earning an income. Work-at-home parents are those who have a part-time or full-time business that they run while raising their kids. That's not to say stay-at-home parents don't contribute to their family's finances. As I mentioned with daycare, they make significant contributions to the bottom line, and that's just one aspect. Since we're going to be talking about both circumstances and how to prepare for them, I want to make sure that we're on the same page. So let's get started with the numbers. While some consider staying at home a luxury, most parents I spoke to made sacrifices and priorities with their budget so that one of them could stay home full time. While every situation is different, I found that these tips can help you make this transition much easier. The first one is make sure both parents are on board. This is a team effort, and both of you need to be excited about this change. Review your current situation. You cannot go into this with blinders on. You want this transition to not be overly stressful or tense. This is supposed to be a happy time. So grab your numbers and see where you are today. Two of my favorite free online tools to use are Personal Capital and Mint. If you prefer pen and paper, go ahead and do that. Just make sure you know where you guys are with your bills and income. Move your finances so that your essentials can be covered under one income. You don't have to wait for kids to do this. Actually, I think all couples can do their finances a huge favor if they adopt this as a goal. Do a line-by-line check of your expenses and try to see if you can get a better deal on all of them. For example, I've made the switch to Republic Wireless for my cell phone usage. I get unlimited talk, text, and data for $25 a month. It slashed my bill in half. Test run your new budget ahead of time. Here's where the two of you can give yourselves some peace of mind and improve your finances. As soon as you can, begin living on that one income. Pretend that the stay-at-home parents' paychecks aren't coming in. See what areas you need to improve on. With that second income, you can either pay down any high interest debt you may have, or you can stash it in savings to help you smooth out any rough patches you might have when you're down to one income. Finally, be willing to adjust. Being a parent doesn't change the fact that life happens, so understand that it will take adjustments to make the numbers work. But what if the two of you are deeply in debt, or your income drops too much to support your current expenses? What do you do then? We'll look at both situations in the next section. So, are there situations where staying at home with the kids can harm your finances? I think one that can be a huge obstacle is debt, specifically a high amount or high interest debt that you're carrying. My general advice is to be debt-free if you want to stay at home. That said, I don't necessarily think it's impossible. If you too have debt, please double down on the steps I mentioned with the last segment, especially with testing out keeping expenses under one income. Any money you're able to use to get rid of your debt is bringing you one step closer to your goal. There are several podcasts where we looked at paying down debt and we heard from couples who did it and became debt-free from under massive amounts. I'll include them in the show notes so you can easily find all of them. Download those and listen to them together. Whether it's using the debt snowball and attacking from smallest to largest amount, or using the avalanche where you pay down according to interest rate, it's vital that the two of you have a plan that fits your personality and your relationship. I completely understand having a strong desire to stay home with the kids, but you have to look at the big picture. It's not just about the numbers, it's about your marriage. What I don't want is there to be a situation where the spouse who is working outside the home feels this added burden with providing the sole income. You may find that one way that you can stay at home with the kids and still pay off that debt is earning some income, either as a side project or becoming a work-from-home parent. But that's not always as easy as it looks. Working from home can be a fantastic opportunity to earn income and be with your kids. The internet has plenty of gurus, bloggers, and advisors flaunting how easy it is. And maybe it really is with some families, but our day-to-day reality is a bit more chaotic. In a good way, though. With our second daughter, we again planned ahead with work. I created some buffer for me while I took a few weeks off when she was born. After the initial time off, I slowly began working towards a typical workload. I say that because as a work-from-home parent, your hours and schedule will change. All of the projects I have with outside clients either have a weekly or monthly deadline. That's a necessity to make sure I deliver high-quality work and I have time for the kids. With a 3-year-old and a 5-month-old, I cannot always guarantee when I'll be working. Yes, we do have a general schedule to keep routines consistent, but just like you need a financial buffer for unexpected expenses, you also need a schedule that is flexible enough to deal with kids. While I wouldn't say we're experts, I believe we found a way that works well for us so that we're both enjoying this arrangement. Here are a few tips for those looking at running a business from home with little ones. Create a schedule. Like I said, you don't have to have things planned out minute by minute, but having a routine is a lifesaver when running a business. With a podcast, I have to set aside time to do interviews and record shows. After testing several things out, I have a fairly set schedule where I can handle these tasks while the kids are napping or my husband is at home. Have a plan for crunch time. Sometimes I have evening calls or assignments that I have to get done that day. But because of the kids or something else, I have to wrap it up at night. My husband will step in and take the girls out while I finish. It's easy to take one another for granted, so talk about it before it happens so it's less stressful. Have boundaries. Many entrepreneurs who work from home say it can be hard to separate things. They're checking email on the weekends or in the middle of family time. My advice is to be clear with your clients about your availability. You also want to sit down with your spouse and your kids if they're old enough and explain the situation. My oldest knows that if I'm recording, it's quiet time for her in her room until I come and get her. Get back up. Look, there are just times when you need an extra pair of hands so you can finish up something. Don't be afraid to get help. It can be a babysitter or you kid swap with another work-from-home parent. And finally, be selective with your clients. I know there's a temptation to say yes to more income, but when you work from home, it's especially important for you to weigh the pros and cons. How demanding is the client or the work on you? I'm grateful for the ones I have. But when considering my immediate future, I've decided to take on more projects where I have ownership and control, such as this podcast. Evaluate your jobs based on your family and business and not just about the money. That's what I have. If you have any suggestions or you want to share your story, please send them in and I'll include them in the show notes. This is the part where I usually suggest subscribing to the podcast. I'm especially highlighting this today because I'm taking the next 2 weeks off starting Friday. Why? I need a break and I'm getting prepared for the second season of the podcast. It's coming Tuesday, August 4th. So if you haven't already, please subscribe. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. It's free and easy. We also have the feed on the podcast site so you can grab it on whatever service you prefer to use. I'm very excited about this next season. Behind the mic, I'm working on improving the audio and production quality of the show. I'll get more into this on Friday's broadcast, but just know that season 2 will be laser focused on getting the two of you working together on money, overcoming setbacks, and growing your net worth towards financial independence. If you want me to answer any of your money questions, please join the podcast newsletter. I'll also be sharing some behind-the-scenes work over the next few weeks as we get ready. I hope you have a wonderful week. Until next time, take care.